From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama has met with four key senators to discuss a new Supreme Court nomination. He says he hopes to name his choice by the end of May at the latest. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
President Obama sat next to Vice President Biden in the Oval Office. To his left on one couch were Senate Majority and Minority Leader Harry Reid and Mitch McConnell. To his right on another couch, Judiciary Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy and Ranking Member Jeff Sessions. Mr. Obama said he looks forward to hearing their advice.
I'm confident that we can come up with a nominee who will gain the confidence of the Senate and the confidence of the country and confidence of individuals who look to the court to provide even-handed justice to all Americans.
When asked whether he would ever nominate someone who does not support abortion rights, the president said he has no litmus test, but, quote, I want somebody who's going to be interpreting our Constitution in a way that takes into account individual rights, and that includes women's rights. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
The Coast Guard is searching the Gulf of Mexico today for oil workers missing after an explosion on an offshore oil rig. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports at least 11 people are missing and 7 are critically injured.
Survivors just below the cabin. Taking them slow.
Coast Guard helicopters and boats are scouring the Gulf waters for the missing workers after evacuating the wounded. Fire broke out about 10 o'clock last night on the drilling rig Deepwater Horizon, about 41 miles off the Louisiana coast. It's owned by the offshore drilling contractor Transocean Limited and was leased to BP. The company says a substantial majority of the 126-member crew is safe and accounted for. The injured workers were taken to hospitals in Louisiana and Mobile, Alabama. Coast Guard officials say those who escaped injury are being brought to shore in a workboat. The semi-submersible rig is still burning and has nearly toppled over. There's no word yet on what caused the explosion. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Automaker General Motors has repaid nearly $2 billion in government loans to the United States and Canada. GM's chief Ed Whitaker told workers at a GM plant in Kansas City, Kansas, the loan payoffs are 5 years ahead of schedule.
Governments of the U.S., Canada, and Ontario still own a substantial part of GM's equity. But we're making a lot of progress, great progress, toward our vision of designing, building, and selling the world's best vehicles.
GM actually got more than $60 billion in loans from the U.S. and Canada as it went into bankruptcy protection last year. Then the U.S. government cut its amount to less than $7 billion and turned the rest into company stock. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 11 points at 11,128. The NASDAQ is up 1. This is NPR News. The European Air Traffic Control Agency, Eurocontrol, says 21,000 flights scheduled for the European continent will take off today. This may start to clear the backlog of stranded air travelers. Planes to and in Europe have been grounded because of dangerous ash from Iceland's volcano. The ash can burn out jet engines. Days after an audacious triple hijacking, the furthest offshore attack to date, Somali pirates captured a ship off of Oman. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports.
In this latest attack, pirates captured a Panama-flagged bulk ship with a Filipino crew. The European Union Naval Patrol Force in the region confirmed the seizure of the vessel, which had been sailing from the United Arab Emirates to an unspecified port. Experts say Somali pirates have intensified attacks in recent days, largely because of good weather, which facilitates their operations. Pirates seized three Thai fishing vessels over the weekend in the Indian Ocean in what the EU naval force described as the furthest offshore pirate raid to date. Hijackers have recently been expanding the reach of their maritime attacks to avoid the American and European patrols off the coast of Somalia. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
The former head of the International Olympic Committee has died at a hospital in Barcelona, Spain. Juan Antonio Samaranch was 89. He ran the IOC from 1980 through 2001. He's known for transforming the organization into a powerful global force that drew billions in sponsorships and broadcast rights. He was also criticized for a scandal involving the Olympic Games in Salt Lake City. Members were forced to leave the IOC for taking improper benefits. This is NPR.